Peace. Ingredients. This is your friend, your confidant, once again trying to get at you to the people to let you know that we are here to support you. My name is Alfred Elamin. I am your host, your talker, your CEO, as well as your promoter. The man with many hats, per se. Today we're talking about the National Saving Fatherhood Legal Fund. Every dollar that you donate towards that fund can help benefit a child to keep that connection with their father. The statistics is so phenomenal that's out there, with a 61% of child custody being in the father's favor. Demographically, that is basically a corner of a corner in a box. We have to do better to make sure that the father aspect, or the aspect and the mentality aspect, does not affect the children in a negative sense. We can only take precautions so that our children have a better future. And for this to happen, we need to educate them young so they grow with that tool in their hand. And some fathers need to education them so that they can be a better father within their system, which is biased or could be biased against them. So with the legal fund donations, that every dollar that we give out to our fathers, we make sure that they are getting assistance that they earn. And when I say they earn that assistance by going to our classes, our groups therapy sessions, coming out to our event programs. They do it by showing that they are not uncomplicit to the laws of the land. We make them more productive in society by training them, giving them a different way of thinking, and allowing them to grow to show not just the system or the legal system that they are not the man that they proclaim them to be. So it's vital and important for every dollar, every 10 cents, every penny that we put towards our clients. Now, you can ask the question, how will I know that my money, if donated, will go for this cause? It sounds good, but how do I know? What we do is we will post a link every 6 months with an itemization of what we have spent our money on. So you, the donor, will feel secure in your donation going for the cause. So we want to talk about the understanding of what it means to be a father and what we have done and what we need to do as we try to make a better society. So here's what I'm going to do. I have some paperwork here. Hold on while I get there. And please feel free to send us comments, emails, apply, anything you might think that will help or improve our broadcast. Okay, I'm working hard on that, so please bear with me. I am trying my best. Okay, this is what we have right here. I got it all queued up. Okay, now the statistics from 1960 to 2010. There's been a only a 27% of custody issue where the father has gained possession of the child or children. During that time, that rate has also fallen where we have learned about that 6.1%. We have a story that we think all fathers should read, and these are based off actual fact statistics. It is called I'll spell it PEW socialtrends.org. And what you do, you type in A Tale of Two Fathers. Now, I advocate for fathers no matter what race, what denomination. But we have to be real. If you are an African American man or a black man, you've been programmed to be an absent father. And that, believe it or not, becomes a domino effect. Because if that rate has become so high on a regular basis, it also becomes what the science calls causes and effect. It affects all fathers because the legal system is designed and applied for all. So if they say a deadbeat black man as a father, they're also saying white men are not considered to be good fathers either. And they are deadbeat, especially dealing with a poverty line that has been risen within the past 6 to 12 years. We need to look at these statistics. We need to look and grow to a better understanding so that we can enhance our opportunities and chances for fathers to able to obtain a better chance with custody. Whether it be 50-50 shared custody or full custody, we need the funds so that we can fight back within the legal system and even go as far as change the legal system as well. So every dollar, every moment, every time you get on that mic and you say, "I am a father. I am proud to be a father." We are giving you the strength to grow and fight back. So, with that being said, my time is going to be short today. Hopefully, we're going to start having some guests and talking to some doctors on this issue. And we appreciate your time and your patience. Love. Peace.